For as long as she can remember, music has been a big part of Amy Verinder's life.
Music is my passion. I love it so much. I started playing the flute when I was about 12 in the sixth grade, and when I got to high school, I got really serious, and I ended up at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. So it's a good thing that I have a degree in it, but it makes it a little bit difficult to make a living.
So these days, instead of hitting notes, she's hitting nails. The 26-year-old Virginia native is scaling walls and climbing on roofs, working as a construction site supervisor, building houses with Habitat for Humanity of Metro Jackson.
I gotta have those trimmers too. The trimmer studs. Each one gets two. I kind of wanted to give something back to the community. I applied for all these different programs to kind of go out and do some good in the community and just help other people. And I ended up in Birmingham, Alabama with the AmeriCorps program there, working with Habitat. And after a year there, I just loved it. And I got a job in Jackson.
Same thing, if you would.
Fred Angelo is Habitat's construction manager.
I got Amy's resume. When I first started looking at it, I said, well, here's a music major. And then I got to reading on down. And she's been working since last fall with no pay as a full-time volunteer with the Birmingham affiliate. And I said, this girl's got gumption. And we offered her a position, knowing that she's got a ways to go before she can fully take over a site, but she's closing the gap back.
Two more over here.
And we've been tickled to death.
That's the greatest thing about Habitat. They will teach you everything that you need to know. You can come out here and not have ever picked up a hammer, never have, you know, picked up a paintbrush, no power tool experience. That's exactly where I was. I had no experience at all. And, you know, they taught me everything. And now I feel confident enough that, you know, I have a job doing it.
But she's learned some painful lessons along the way.
I did end up shooting my finger with the nail gun. I thought to myself, gosh, that really hurt a lot. And I cried. And then I said, well, I still love doing what I do. So I came back the next day, and all day long, I used the nail gun. Got right back on the horse.
Amy. Yes!
And this week, she's been helping build homes for hurricane victims at a special construction site at the Agriculture and Forestry Museum. Wall sections that'll be shipped to the Gulf Coast and assembled, replacing some of the homes that were washed away by Katrina's storm surge.
You know, ever since the hurricane happened, all of us have been trying to figure out what it is that we can do. And this is great because it's tangible and it's something that local people can do here and know that they're helping people down on the coast. And it's an amazing experience.
Amy says what she enjoys most is working with the Habitat volunteers on the hurricane project and at local construction sites every weekend, helping families build homes they desperately need.
Every single day I walk away from a site knowing that I have physically contributed to someone else's dream. And that is so heartwarming every day.
And what about her own dream of a career in music?
I see myself more as a teacher than I do as a performer. Hopefully, forever, for the rest of my life, I will teach private students and play just because I like playing.
For now, though, another house being built for a hurricane victim or a local homeowner, those are sounds that are music to Amy Verinder's ears.